Russia? The answer to that is no. That is because the country can make its own laws. China makes its laws. Hold on a second.
Channel switched.
All right, folks, would you please come back? Nadir, I want to come back, please.
Channel switched.
Jabari, come back, please.
Channel switched.
Kadira, come back, please.
Okay. Channel switched. User joined your channel.
Okay. So that's a question for you to research. Why?
User joined your channel.
And those who joined us, some of you were with us last year. The question on the table is, why does the United States not print its own currency? Why do they borrow money from private bankers called the Federal Reserve? What's your answer to that, Jabari?
Why do they borrow money from the Federal Reserve?
Why does the United States not print its own money as opposed to borrowing money from the Federal Reserve that it has to pay back with interest? Why does it not print its own money? Instead, it borrows money from the private bankers called the Federal Reserve, like Federal Express, the Federal Express company that you send packages through. Are they a federal government entity? Well, Jabari, we covered that last year.
I remember.
You remember? But you don't remember the answer.
I don't remember the answer because it was something. I remember that it was like really hard for me to understand.
Okay, so that's your job. Figure out. Go back to your notes. Watch the other videos. Why? Farasha says, yes, it's privatized. Nadir says, isn't the Federal Reserve privatized? It's private. It's not privatized. It's private. It's just a big private bankers.
What is privatized?
What is privatized? It just means it's private. It means it's privately owned as opposed to publicly owned. So the Congress is publicly owned. Housing and Urban Development is publicly owned. Your public library. So think about it. I have books in my house. It's my private library. You can't just come in and check. You don't have no rights to come in and check out mine. All right. But the public library is public. It's for the public. And you have a bit of right, as I do, to go in and borrow a book. Okay? So something that's private or privatized is not public. So the public doesn't have rights to it. Now, this company, this country, is likes to have socialism have a bad name or anything that's collective. Because private is what you really got to have. In fact, it really promotes it. Don't you want to be the next billionaire? The next billionaire under 30? Sure. You can be it. At the expense of many. As opposed to, I'm the next millionaire within millions. I want you to think about this. Think about you had a family of 10 people. All right, I'm going to tell you, how many millions? No, let's do it like this. How many hundred thousands make a million?
10.
Okay. So you're in between your family and extended family. You got 10 people. You have the option. You can take path A. Path A will make you a millionaire. Path B will ensure that you and all other nine people make $100,000 a year. Path A makes you a millionaire. So you make $1 million a year. Which path do you take?
B.
B.
Wow. You kidding me? You kidding me? They're going to do nothing. They're not going to do anything with their money anyway except for squander it. It'd be better for me to have the million. Wouldn't it?
No.
No.
Why? Come on, Jabari. Wouldn't it be better for me to have the million as opposed to having a measly 100,000?
For you.
But that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be better for me?
Yes.
And then wouldn't that be good for the whole family?
No, I'm not for sure.
Because now that I have a million, as opposed to everybody having 100,000, then it's all concentrated, and I can do better things for the family with a million.
That's not true.
Well, that's what you're sold. Be the next Zuckerberg. Now I'm in business. I'm all for making money. At the same time, I know the difference between making money individually at the expense of others and making money with others. Which is stronger? Everybody in the family able to take care of themselves and having excess income, that is income over their expenses, or me having mega excess income?
Everybody else being able to take care of themselves.
See, collectively, we do have a million, but it requires us to develop a relationship, doesn't it?
Yes.
Imagine that. See, if I just have my own million, I don't have to have a relationship with anybody. In fact, you can bet I'm not likely going to have a relationship with anybody except for those people who want to kowtow to me to get around me to get my million.
I will, I guess, so.
Yes. That's what it's about. The good for the few at the expense of the many.
Okay, I have a suggestion. Can you please tell us the answer to the question earlier? Why does the United States borrow money instead of making its own currency? Because I won't learn as best as I would as you telling me as I would looking it up inside of the video.
You mean you learn better?
It.
You learn better looking it up, or you learn better?
No,
let me
I won't.
Tell you. Why?
Really, because you explain it easier than what those people do on the videos, and in videos I don't usually really grasp as much as I would as an actual person showing it to me and understanding the way I.
Well, here's what I like. Well, you know, there's another option besides a video. You can read it. You can read it.
But then they use lawyer text, and it's like, what are you talking about?
Well, guess what? That's when you look it up. Now, guess what? They intend to it, and y'all got to get used to it. I don't mean get used to it to show you're smart. Forget that. You're smart. Okay? You're smart. There's no question about it. You're smart. You're genius. You're brilliant. What folks do, as we talked earlier in this class, is you make things complicated so that you can hide things, okay? And you got to be able to weave through it, go in it, and then break it down just like I do. That's the skill I want you to develop. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't break it down and help you out, but I want you to develop that skill. Ain't nobody going to make this thing easier for you. They're going to keep making it complicated. You need to be able to then go and be able to go into the complications. Oh, I got it now. And you break it down. Now, it's really not. It's just it pretends to be complicated. Like we talked about derivatives. And people are like, what are derivatives? Well, first, just look up the word derive. That'll help you out. And then hold on to that concept as you move it through. So no, only after you tell me what your best finding is, and I don't care whether you watch videos and you had them last year, or whether you read, but I want you to research the question and come up with your best answer, and then I will tell you. I will say I agree with that, that's accurate, or here's my breakdown. I want you to know how to answer that question. Find out. Do the research. And I don't care if you never watch a video. Read. I give a video because sometimes they make it simple. Sometimes a little animation. I didn't grow up with videos. I grew up reading. That legalese. And just any word you come to, any word in it, you look at that word up. Got it. You take it a sentence at a time. And this is what makes the difference. This is what will make you different. This is why I've been able to fight these banks, me and Mama Thea. Come November, it'll be 7 years. Okay? When we started, Ife was in high school. Now she's in graduate school. We've been able to fight the baddest lawyers in the country because I've been willing to do exactly what I'm telling you to do, Nadia. Okay? And that has saved us over $250,000, my family. Okay, that's how much my family has benefited, over $250,000 because of this fight. So, real world. And I'm not going to keep this to myself. Your family has benefited, Nadia, because of this. Because your father was willing to strap up on some of those legal words. Right?
Yes.
You own your house. I don't mean you're paying on it. I mean you have a mortgage. You own it. Powerful. All right, folks. Please review. I'm going to make the audio available for those of you who were doing other things. Continue. How far did you get an inside job?
About 42 minutes.
42 minutes. All right. Send me your notes and questions. Nadir, how far did you get?
I don't want to say anything. Just 17:40 because pausing and rewinding at some moment.
That's fine. So 17 minutes. Okay. Jabbar?
About 20 minutes in.
All right. Send me your notes and your questions from your viewing. Okay. And continue. All right. Everybody, continue through it. We'll be guided by your questions. And this has been your questions. Haven't your questions for Asha and Ali and Ja, haven't your questions led what we do?
Yes.
All right.
So, I mean, I don't want to, you having questions, so you learn. Now, I expect you will be tested on the answers to your questions. And I expect 100% response, 100% correct. All right. Take care. We're 5 minutes over time. Y'all do your homework. Do your homework. This is a year where you're gonna have to put some other things aside. I'll be honest with you. Okay. If you're gonna do well or even stay in Aya this year, there's certain other things you're gonna put aside. Okay. But guess what? Y'all, this is a crew. Y'all are getting ready to launch yourself to the next level. You don't wait to the last minute, okay, to launch yourself to the next level. Okay. Jabbari, some of your music is gonna have to take a back seat. You understand that, son?
I'm not doing music. I'm okay. Doing all the other homework from all these other classes.
Good. So that means you got to get faster and you got to stay with it. All right. And you can, I'll give you as many aids as possible. But this is going to be a powerful year and a defining year for the rest of your life. Okay. For the rest of your life. Have y'all got your parents and started doing the research to sign you up for AXO? I mentioned that last class. Allie, have you done the work? to find out what your mother needs to do to sign you up for AXO in New York. Do it. Ja? Do it. Kadira?
No, what's the code again?
It's AXO, and I gave you the link to it last time. Okay. NAACP, it's a national competition, statewide and national competition. Now, I'll just tell you, our students who compete win. We brought back more gold as a percentage than any school. They asked, can Ife and Kadira and Keone, can they work again? Well, Ife had already won the top in the nation, you know, first place and third place nationally. So I told her, no. She had one more year to compete. I said, no, go out on top, love. She did. And that made the difference. I'm telling you, but in order to do that, this class, okay, was a class that was the defining. This helped separate the wheat from the chaff. I don't care if the idea is complicated. We break it down. Look it up. Stick with it. I'm not going to turn it loose. I'm not going to turn you loose. But you have to put in the time. If you have to go back and look at it, then come back with questions. And I can tell whether you've been thinking about it, whether you've been working on it. Then I can help fill in the questions. But not doing it at all is not acceptable to me. And if something comes up like that, then you got to call and talk to me. All right? Love it. Take your 15 minutes, and I'll see you in language arts. And I love y'all. Hope y'all know that.